There was joy at the two prisons as inmates sang while packing their belongings, preparing to head home. Most of the inmates still could not believe that they would go free, as many were serving sentences in excess of 10 years. Tandwe Dube is one of the female inmates who benefited from the presidential pardon. She was employed as a manager with a local human resources company when she was charged and convicted of fraud. She has served 4 of an 8-year sentence.
It's been hard, it's been tough, because I was away from my children and I really felt I really felt that I had really messed up. And I'm just really grateful that I have another opportunity to move on. And I'm just praying that my husband will forgive me, my family, and all those that I messed up.
The presidential amnesty frees all female inmates except those serving life in prison. All jailed juveniles will be released, as will all terminally ill and the elderly individuals. Male prisoners will be released on a case-by-case basis. The order affects 2,000 prisoners. Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services Deputy Commissioner Huggins Machingauta challenged the nation to accept those as they go back into society.
We expect the nation to accept the releases and give them a second chance in life. Our motto as Prisons and Correctional Services is that all those who are in our custody requires a second chance. And this is a second chance they are getting from His Excellency, that they go back to the society and continue with their lives.
The presidential pardon follows years of hunger and starvation in Zimbabwe's prisons. In the years past, international aid organizations have donated basic necessities like blankets and soap, as authorities failed to take care of the basic welfare of people incarcerated in the country's jails. Garikai Chaonza, FSRN, Harare.